WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. You are listening to Living a Good Life. And this is Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with my associate pastor, the amazing, the wonderful, the incredible 8-year veteran of this ministry now, Pastor Jim Elsberry, who we lovingly call PJ, Pastor Jim, so you get it. And then Betty, our dear one, up in Indiana today. Our radio team is made up of 7 people, 3 from my former church up in Indiana, Cornerstone Ministries. And we have a lot of Cornerstone people that listen to our show, and that's great. Betty and your daughter Megan and then Cindy Logan are all part of our radio team here at Beacon of Hope, even though you're in Indiana. Technology is wonderful. And Betty, you and Pastor Jim head up the prayer team, and you have Shell there that also helps the three of you pick up all the requests, right? Do you want to make a quick 1-minute comment about the prayer ministry before we go on here?
Yes, we are a Bible-believing, prayer-changing ministry.
Amen.
That believes in the power of prayer. And one of the great things about it is all you have to do is send us a request, and one of the 3 of the prayer warriors that you mentioned will pick up that prayer request. They will actually put a prayer underneath your request, and all 41 or 42 members of our prayer team will go to the throne of glory, taking your request to the place that where Jesus dwells. And it's amazing to me to watch the prayers that come in. You do not have to be a member of Beacon of Hope to send a request. We take requests and are now taking them from all over the globe.
Right.
And asking Jesus to intercede on our behalf. For your request, and getting a lot of praise reports through those prayer requests. And we just thank you for having that available to us. Is bohmprayers@bohmglobal.com.
Right. Amen. Thank you. prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you want to be a prayer partner on the prayer team with us, just send a quick email. And Pastor Jim or Betty or Shell will pick that up and add you to the list. prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you want to be a financial partner, we don't talk about money much, but, you know, we've got these 2 shows and now the Spanish show that we're doing on our new radio station in Puebla, Mexico. And the, you know, God always supplies, but we invite you to go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. On the homepage, go to the bottom where it says donations. Open that up. You'll find a PayPal link where you can give financially, and the donations that come in pay for the radio bills. So please go there and be a partner with us and share in the blessing, because God says that when you are financially helping a minister of God in this type of thing, that you'll be blessed abundantly, and you will be. So go to our website, bohmglobal.com, down to the bottom of the homepage, donations, click that, and then send a donation to PayPal on PayPal for the radio ministry. So, all right. So with all of that said, now we're back to our discussion on healing today. And I know, Pastor Jim, we haven't covered a lot, but let's go to Isaiah 53, verse 3, in your translation before we do a song here in just a minute.
Okay. Verse 3, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him.
Go on.
Verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Amen.
Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
We are healed. What verse is that?
That's verse 5.
5. By his stripes we are healed. Message Bible says we get healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were healed, you know, and so it already has happened. The healing, the atonement, the thing that had to happen has happened. Jesus took all of our sins and sicknesses in his body on the cross that we might be, this is 1 Peter 2:24, dead to sin, alive to righteousness, and by his stripes we were healed. You want to comment on that, Pastor Jim, before we do the song?
Well, I like that because, you know, we are healed in Isaiah, and in Matthew it says, Matthew quotes it as, we are healed when Jesus performs some healings.
Matthew 8.
And it's past tense. When Peter uses it, he says, you know what? By his stripes, you were, it's past.
It's already
over.
Happened.
You stand healed now because that's in the past.
Right. You know, that's a truth we just got to get a hold of. Jesus already paid the price. That old song we used to sing at Cornerstone, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt
that I could not pay.
Right. I needed someone
to take my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could not repay.
Right. Remember singing that, Betty? Whoa. Wow. He paid the debt.
Amen. He sure did.
He already did. So why do we think we have to suffer? And that's the point we made right before the break. We are not called to suffer with these pains and illnesses. We are called to find out that Jesus has already taken care of it.
Right. I think sometimes we think maybe it's too good to be true.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's like, we feel maybe we're not worthy of healing or salvation. You know, if I suffer, then that'll make me worthy.
Right.
I mean, I went through that trap for a long, long time.
A lot of people do.
You know, it's like, it's hard for us sometimes to accept God's grace unconditionally.
Well, we don't get healed by him having to go to the cross again. He's already gone. This song is by the group Mercy Me, The Hurt and the Healer. Let it bless you. Love this group.
Overcome by majesty when grace You take this heart and breathe it back to life.
Amen. Jesus is the healer, not just of our physical issues, not just of the pains in our bodies, but of our emotions. And that song really brings that home to me. He's the healer. And a lot of us still go through a lot of hurt from our past. And I think we need to address that right now, Betty and PJ, even if this show takes a little different turn, because it's not just... It's our pains, you know, that he carried, but it's not just physical pain. It's also emotional. It's also the listeners that have been perhaps molested or raped or awful things in their past, or maybe grew up in a home of domestic violence. It's maybe some of our listeners are in that kind of a marriage right now. Jesus has already paid the price for all of this, and he wants to heal your heart. He wants to heal your emotions. Talk to me about that, Betty, because I think it's more than just physical healing. I know it is. I know it personally. It is more than just physical healing that Jesus did on the cross.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes, you know, music and lyrics can really touch the soul. And
amen.
Just in that song alone, it says, "Jesus, come and break my fear.
Yes,
wake my heart and take my tears.
Yes,
and tears can come from a physical standpoint. They can come from an emotional, spiritual. So you see, you know, if Jesus is the nucleus,
right,
of our lives,
right,
then he can take those fears and take our tears and turn them into joy and gladness."
Yes.
And I can speak from a personal standpoint from 2014 and I know we're talking about Grayson again.
That's okay. That's all right.
I can relate to that's probably the worst hurt that I have experienced in my life besides losing a loved one.
Well, losing your grandson. Yes.
It would be, yes. You know, we didn't know him. We only knew him 33 hours. But at that point, where we could no longer stand, we had to kneel and say, "God, you have got to take this from us."
That's right.
The hardest prayer I've ever prayed is, you know, before Grayson passed, is, you know, "Lord, your will be done,
right,
not mine."
Right.
And so that's when Jesus became, I took my hurt and took it to the healer.
Amen.
And I asked him, "Lord, touch me.
Yes.
Breathe life back into my heart, because my heart hurts so bad."
Mm-hmm.
There were times after he passed, or even walking into the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, that I couldn't breathe. The first time I walked in, Pastor and PJ, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And I was gasping for air. And at that point, even in the NICU, God's presence was there.
Yes, yes.
And you just feel this warmth encompass you. It's like a warm blanket out of a dryer or out of a warmer. And it encompasses you and takes away your fear, your anxiety,
yes,
the tension, the things that your physical body could collapse. But your spiritual body is being held by Jesus Christ himself.
Amen, amen.
And I praise God every day that I am spirit filled,
yes,
that I have the Comforter with me, that he takes the hurt and he gives it to the healer. And what better way,
yeah,
to show that how he cares for us.
Oh, amen.
No matter what we're going through,
yes,
that he takes that and he turns it into something grand.
Yes.
And it's sometimes our greatest test is our most obvious testimony. And it's just like with me, with my open heart surgery. I was always very always hiding my scar from my bypass surgery. He says, show that scar. Show that scar. Be proud of that scar, because God gave me new life. And he breathed, and just like that song, he breathed life back into my heart.
Yes.
And even though it took surgery to do it, I made a complete turnaround when it came to life itself.
Right.
So you can see how I met the hurt with the healer, and what that can do to your life, totally change it, turn it around, and make it for something good.
Amen.
To give him all of the glory.
Amen. Amen. He took our sicknesses. He took our sins. He took this emotional hurt we're talking about. Pastor Jim, talk about all this. Thank you, Betty. That was beautiful. Ugh.
Well, I was looking at those two words, griefs and sorrows.
Yes.
And the one for griefs can also mean sicknesses. It also means anxiety.
Yes.
Sorrows generally does mean sorrows, but also pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I love Hebrew because the words cover so much.
Yes, they do.
So this covers everything: physical, emotional, spiritual. This covers it all.
Covers it all.
And Jesus, it says he bore them away, and yet and we esteemed him stricken. Now, isn't that human?
Yeah.
We had
to have somebody to blame, right?
Well, think about what they did when Jesus was on the cross. I mean, they even quoted scripture back to him. If, you know, he trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him. That's right out of Psalm 22.
Right.
And they did despise him. I mean, they esteemed him stricken. They figured, well, this is God's punishment because he's a blasphemer.
Right.
And how many times have people done that to believers? I mean,
this tragedy happened because they're not who they say they are or whatever.
Right. Well, you know? Yeah, and it's like, you know, they got it so wrong. They figured instead of seeing him as a Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, they just figured God was pouring out his wrath on him.
Right.
And that'd be the end of it.
And it's interesting that Isaiah prophesies their attitude right here.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to think that he was, all this was put on him by God. Well, you know, that he's suffering because he was bad or whatever. And that's not what it was. He was beaten. He was tortured. He didn't say a word. That's scripture right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And like a lamb that's taken to slaughter, like a sheep being sheared, he took it all in silence. I mean, he fulfilled this prophetic word down to the letter. When they were quizzing him the night of his beating, he wasn't even talking. He wasn't trying to defend himself.
No. He
carried this scripture out to the letter.
He only answered when he was directly questioned.
That's exactly right. Otherwise, he didn't stand there and defend himself.
No.
But, you know, I really think that we've got to stress this point on this show. Jesus already did the work on the cross. If he already carried my sins, my sicknesses, my emotional pains, my mistakes, my messing up in relationships, all kinds of stuff, every possible scenario that we can come up with that we have done that we know was wrong, if Jesus already took that, why do I continue? Not me, because I don't, but why do people continue to suffer and continue to punish themselves and take condemnation? Betty, talk to me about that, because that is something that I see all the time in well-meaning Christian people who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, yet they feel like they got to suffer for their past.
That's deep. That could be a sermon in itself.
Yeah, that'll preach.
that'll preach. One of the things I think, and this is just my own personal perspective, is that sometimes we feel like we don't deserve it.
That's it. Yeah. Right.
We're not deserving.
We're not worthy. PJ said that word. We're not worthy. I agree. That's a big root of this problem.
And we have to come to the realization that Jesus did do what the Bible said he does.
Amen.
He did. We have to have the faith to believe that he did do it and that it is for us.
That's right.
And one of the things that people need to realize is that Jesus died for me,
right.
Not for this person, this person, this person. Yes, he did. But you have to come to the realization,
make it personal.
My friend. Make it personal.
Yes.
Make it, say that statement by faith.
Right.
Faith to overflowing to realize that Jesus died for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He carried it, and it's not for you to carry anymore.
That's right.
You're not going to receive glory for what you're carrying right now. You have to relinquish that back
right.
to the cross so that you don't have to carry that anymore.
Amen.
And that could be a step of faith.
Right.
That could get some people touched, maybe healed emotionally, saying, okay, I had a very traumatic life with my adopted mother. I chose not to carry that animosity, that hurt with me after I received Christ in 1985.
Right.
I could have carried it into 2016, but I chose not to because I didn't want to live in that turmoil anymore. I wanted to let go of the dysfunctionality that is in my past.
Right.
And that's where we have to leave a lot of our issues and our problems is coming to the past, and we bring it with us to the future. Well, Jesus died so that your past is forgiven.
Amen.
That you can relinquish that depression, anxiety.
Give it up.
Spiritually, emotionally, physically, let it go and give it to God.
Let it go.
Let him handle it. It goes away, and we praise him after we let it go. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me to see the light, because a lot of us still live in shackles and chains and in darkness. And we don't give the Lord a chance
right.
to work in our lives. We kind of...
Good point. Good point.
Keep him off to the side. We keep him off to the side.
I know.
And, well, maybe we use him as a last resort. We use alcohol, drugs, and so forth to try to bring healing to us, to try to get rid of those thoughts or scars or whatever. Jesus bore your scars and all of your hurts, all of your sorrows. Relinquish it to him by faith and watch what he can do.
Amen. You are right on. Let's get this song in, and then Pastor Jim, hang on. You can talk right after this song. The Healing Has Begun by Matthew West. I played it a couple weeks ago, but I got to play it again.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long. Thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding, hallelujah, hallelujah.
from broken hearts, holding on to their guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, you're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Praise God, the healing has begun, dear one. God wants you to know that that healing that He paid for on the cross is for you, Pastor Jim.
That song speaks so much to the process. You know?
The process, that's exactly right.
And it also talks about showing your scars, Betty.
It did. Did you hear that, Betty?
You know, I caught that. That was
very great.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to flip over to Hebrews because it makes it very plain that everything's done.
Yeah.
And I think I just want to back
that
up with something from the New Testament.
Let's do that. Paul wrote that probably
in Hebrews chapter 9, starting with verse 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to read something. I'm going to skip down to like verse 26.
Go ahead.
But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with human hands. That is not in this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all.
Amen.
Having obtained eternal redemption.
Praise God. Yes.
For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Mm.
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of an eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And then down to verse 26. Actually, I'm going to start 24. For Christ has not entered in the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with the blood of another, then he would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
Whoa.
Once for all. There
once
is no
all.
More sacrifice.
Right.
It's done. It's
he did it.
Finished. It's And when he said, when on the cross, when he said, it is finished,
mm-hmm.
he meant it is finished.
Right.
It's done. It's over with. And, you know, there's nothing we can do to add. Well, we can't. Sometimes we think we can add to the atonement that Jesus provided, to the forgiveness he provided. But we can't.
No.
All we can do is accept it by faith and be thankful, like Betty said earlier in the show. Start thanking God. Thank
yes.
you that I'm forgiven.
Yes.
Because that's, I think any of us who've struggled with anything know that if we focus on whatever that thing is, then it just gets bigger.
Gets worse. Yep.
But if we turn our eyes off of it and start thanking God,
yes,
then it just kind of goes away. Corrie
right.
ten Boom talked about the bell principle, like you pull on the string of a bell or rope, and you know the bell swings back and forth and makes a lot of noise, but eventually
it quits making the noise.
It stops making the noise because you're not tugging on the rope anymore.
Right. And that's such a good point, because in all of this, whether it's our sicknesses or our emotional traumas from the past or current emotional trauma or pain and suffering now, it's a matter of a mindset shift, Betty and PJ. It is a matter of us realizing and believing that what Jesus did on the cross is not just give us forgiveness of sin. But a lot of people, that's all they teach. They just stop right there. That's how he forgave our sins, by taking our sins in his body on the cross. I like what E.W. Kenyon says, and he says, it's not just a sin offering, it was also a sick offering.
Yeah.
I love that. Because we got to realize that back in Isaiah, Jesus carried our pains, all kinds of pains. Not just physical things, not just sins that we've committed, but also emotional junk that we carry around and feel like we need to suffer. And so I really feel like if you are just now tuning in, you need to listen to this show again this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern on Starcom Radio Network, or go to the podcast here this week on Tantalk1340.com, podcast for Living the Good Life, because you need to go back and hear the beginning part of this show so you understand that Jesus willingly, it was prophesied 700 or 800 years by Isaiah before it happened, mm-hmm. that Jesus, the Messiah, would come, that he would carry away, NASA, that's the Hebrew word, carry it all away from us. And so we don't have a right to walk around and suffer like this that we do, PJ. And then I want to get to Betty for that.
And it's important
comment.
That you said we don't have a
we
right.
We don't have a right.
We think we do, and yet we don't.
We really don't.
We don't. And it's, we don't have to carry.
We do
that
not
kind
have to
stuff.
Carry.
We don't have to carry guilt. We don't have to carry condemnation.
That's right.
Because Jesus took all of that away.
That's right.
You know, Paul wrote, you know, because of what Jesus did, how much more shall we be saved from
That's
the
right.
wrath of God?
Right.
You know, he's not, if we believe, he's not up there ready to whop us on the head every time we do something stupid.
No.
You know, praise God for that, because we'd all be walking around with lumps all over our heads like cartoon characters.
Absolutely.
You know, he loves us. And that's why Jesus went through this
That's
to
right.
show
his
the
love.
Father's love.
Yes.
His love, the Father's love, the Spirit's love. Because the Spirit, you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside
Amen.
Of you.
Amen.
And, you know, this whole discussion of healing, if that same Spirit, Romans 8:11, that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you.
Amen.
He will give life to your mortal body.
Amen.
You know, that very life of God is inside of us once we believe.
Amen.
And that's greater than anything the devil could throw at us.
Oh, absolutely. So we got to claim it and understand it and realize that we don't have to do anything but to simply believe it
exactly.
and receive it. Betty, talk to us before we do this next song, which is one of your favorites.
Well, you know, one of the things I just was getting ready to read was Romans 8:11.
There you go.
So,
we're on the same page.
You know, the Holy Spirit is really moving right now.
Yes, yes.
And I think one of the things that we have to be as lovers of Christ is that we have to be less self-centered and more centered on Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And one of the things that God gives us is a resource to tap into his power.
Yes.
And it's just like what Pastor Jim said about, you know, if the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is living in us.
Amen.
What better power source do we have, people?
We don't.
We have got to get out of the self-pity. We have got to get out of the, I don't deserve this. I did this and I did that, and I'm not, you know, that is condemnation, and condemnation does not come from Jesus.
That's exactly
it
right.
It comes from the devil.
Right.
So you've got to get into the Word. You have got to be so saturated with it that every time you open your mouth, it causes the devil to run in fear, because you have that power.
Amen.
Say, but I don't deserve it.
That's right.
Yes, you do. You're coming, I'm telling you this from my perspective of how I let the devil trample over me, how I let him pull me away from Christ for a few weeks, because once I tap into the holy power source,
right,
and realize that yes, I do deserve my healing.
Yes, yes.
I am calling. Now, this, you say, well, you sound awful biased. And it's like, no, I'm telling you that I call myself the healed one.
Amen.
I am healed by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back.
Yes.
And that is by faith. That is, I am so faced up to overflowing.
Amen.
That I emit such a power that
yes.
flows from me.
Amen.
That people come up and they'll ask me, you know, I am a little different than most people.
Yeah, you are.
But they'll say, what is it about you? I'm drawn to you. And I say, it's not me that you're drawn to. It's the power that lives in me.
Yes, amen.
Drawn to. And praise God that we have that God-given right to go straight to the throne. God sits on the throne and Jesus sits at his right hand. And when you go there, and you've been there, we've been there together, we know what the power of God can do.
Amen.
He can change lives in the blink of an eye, and that's how quick it can happen.
Amen.
And it can happen to you.
Amen. Amen. Preach it. You two are preaching today. I tell you, all three of us are. As you were talking about that, Betty, it reminded me of a passage I was meditating on this morning. It 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we have asked from God. So here is point number three, the myth that we have to debunk here, and this is the third one for today, is a lot of us don't think God wants to, that it's not his will. And I know that point kind of goes along with the other two, but that's okay. We've got to understand that it is God's will to heal us. Sometimes it's slow. Sometimes it's miraculous and instantaneous. Sometimes God wants to work in the process of our healing and teach us patience and teach us endurance and teach us steadfastness and teach us things along the path to our total healing. But whatever it is, God still does want you healed. And that is a bell ringer, PJ. God wants you healed. It is his will. It is his will. E.W. Kenyon said this, and I wrote it in my Bible many years ago, and probably in his book, Jesus the Healer, which is an amazing book. And if you want more insight into Isaiah 53, this is probably the best book on the market. E.W. Kenyon, you might have to order it, but it's the title of it is Jesus the Healer. And he says this: only ignorance of our rights or refusal to act upon the word can keep us ill. PJ, would you comment on that before we do this next song? Betty's favorite song?
That is just incredibly true. And I like the fact that he backs it with the word. It's not,
yes,
you know, this is not wishful thinking. This is not New Age woo-woo stuff.
Oh, no.
This is Bible-based belief. God says in his word, all the way through his word, I am the Lord, your healer.
Right.
I am the Lord that heals you.
Amen.
By his stripes you were healed. He forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. He sent his word and healed them from his destructions.
Quote
it. It's all through the word.
It's all through the word.
And, you know, we base it on what God has said in his eternal word.
Amen.
There's no better foundation than that.
So E.W. Kenyon is right when he says our only ignorance of our rights or refusal to act upon the word can keep us ill.
Exactly. And knowing our rights, we come to the word.
That's exactly,
you know,
where
that's
it's
where
at.
That's where we find out what all the good things God has given us in
right
Jesus
here.
Is in the word.
Very clear.
If you don't get into the word, you're going to believe any hogwash like these myths we've been talking about.
Exactly. Today. We have probably 400 and some shows. I don't even know what number this show is. You may know, PJ.
I forgot to check.
Okay, but we are getting close to 500,
yes,
and we've
we
got
are.
400 and some on our website, www.bohmglobal.com, an excellent resource for you to learn the word. This is one of Betty's favorite songs. She and her daughter Megan sang it at Beacon 3 years ago, perhaps. And Betty, what's the title of it?
Behind the Line of Grace, by any chance?
By Karen Peck and New River. Dedicate this to you, Betty. You are the healed one. God healed you through your bypass surgery.
Children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know, and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. God will fight for us. He could never know defeat. So our hands are raised in holy praise as our enemy falls.
Praise God. Praise God.
But we're secure.
We're secure
behind
the line of grace. Praise God. Praise God. Let's bow our heads and pray together right now. We may not understand everything we go through in this life, but we are secure behind the line of grace. The Word says in John 1:14 that Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We have been speaking the Word of God today on this show. Dear listener, we ask you right now to bow your heads and join with us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that whoever listens to the show today and in the years to come will receive your grace and mercy in their life right now, that they will accept you in their heart as their personal Lord and Savior if they don't already know you, that this moment will be the moment they invite you to come in and live within them. You are full of grace and truth. And we know, Lord, that when you live on the inside of us, we are able to absorb that truth. We're able to take the grace that you have for us on a daily basis because you live on the inside of us and you are full of grace and truth. And so, Lord, we've been speaking your word, the truth of your word this day. Let our listeners receive this message today. Let these old myths be debunked in their minds and in their hearts. Let a new mindset take over. Lord, we ask that this mindset be one of grace, one of truth that would so fill our listeners that they will no longer fall prey to the tricks and schemes of the enemy that have been there for so long speaking to their minds. But instead, from this moment on, that the new mindset will take over as Jesus Christ is Lord in their hearts and in their lives, and that they will realize that they have grace and truth within them to face whatever comes their way. Lord, we pray for our listeners now and in the future that this will be a defining moment in their lives. We give you the glory and praise for this show and everything that you're doing. And we praise you and thank you for this ability to be on the air. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor Jim, you can comment and we'll go to Betty here. We got to wind down. Ah, wow. Woo! Great show.
Again. I
can't
believe it.
Where did the time go?
I know. we've talked so much about healing and here's the prophecy. You know, we talked about the prophecy in Isaiah 53 and the barriers, the myths, we sometimes believe the barriers we put in front of it. And I just want to kind of concur with what Betty said way earlier when she was seeing that person in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Right.
You know, don't give up. I mean,
no, don't.
The woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
She kept trying. She went to Jesus. She had to push through a crowd.
Yes.
To get there.
Yes. Amen.
You know, the blind men on the road kept sitting there crying out.
Right.
So don't give up. I mean, like we said in the show, it's a process.
Yes.
Ask God, you know, if you're not seeing your healing, ask God to show you.
There could be something standing, blocking. Yeah, like you mentioned earlier, unforgiveness. I've seen this for years in people, Pastor Jim.
Maybe there's something
unforgiveness.
Blocking it.
Yeah. Yes.
Ask God to reveal that to you and then deal with it.
Amen. Confess it, get rid of it, forgive.
Right. And, you know, we're always there. I mean, just kind of a...
Please do.
Send your prayer requests and we'll join with your faith. And believe God. Believe with you that God
Amen.
Is going to heal you. It's promised in the Word.
Yes.
And, you know, physical healing, emotional healing, whatever it is, it's promised in the Word. Jesus, well, the other old hymn, Jesus paid it all.
Yes.
You know, not just part. He didn't just pay part of it. He paid it all.
Amen.
Physical, emotional, spiritual, every need we have. Jesus has already taken that
He's
to the cross.
He's already done it.
And... He took it before the Father, and the Father said, it's enough.
Yes.
It's enough. It's done.
Amen. Amen. Betty, comment on all of this. What a powerful song. I love that. And I'll never forget the day you and Megan sang it at Beacon of Hope.
Oh, that was a day that I was shaking in my boots.
How come?
I'm not one to get up in front of a crowd of people and sing or even talk. But once the Holy Spirit took over, it was just smooth sailing. it's wonderful to be able to have a God who stands before you and goes to bat for you no matter what.
Amen.
And as Pastor Jim was saying about that person in the wheelchair, is don't stop.
Right. Don't stop.
You will finish the race.
Amen.
And at some point, you will be running to Jesus.
Amen.
And you will touch the hem of his garment. You've just got to hold on.
Yes.
Don't stop believing and receive what God has for you. And one of the scriptures as that song was playing was 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God. And have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
Amen.
And that's the power that we were talking about earlier,
yes,
that we have the capability of tapping into. And one of the things that you have to believe is that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen.
And you say, why do you keep remembering that scripture? Because that's where our faith could even start, is when we give our life to Christ.
That's right. It's where it all begins.
It's where it all begins. And you want to talk about a change of mindset, a change of heart, is when you accept Jesus Christ into your life.
Absolutely.
And you can still, the joy of my salvation can start from the time that you give your life to Christ until the time that you lay down your life and go to be with him, is that joy can still remain in you.
Amen.
And have faith to overflowing and be able to touch the hem of his garment. And that person in that wheelchair, don't you stop believing.
That's right.
No matter what the circumstances of what you feel or see, the Lord is working mightily in you.
Amen.
It's like that scripture, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
So right on. So right on. This has been a very important show today, and the final show in this series, Faithed Up to Overflowing. And I just feel, Pastor Jim, that besides this person in the wheelchair, there are so many out there and that either are listening or have been or will listen in the future.
Will be listening, yeah.
Will be. And they need to have this realization that they don't have to walk around this world feeling all depressed and discouraged and sick in their body and in their emotions and their past just weighing them down. You got to quit carrying all that. You don't need to carry it. Jesus already carried it. You want to comment on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so much that we burden ourselves with.
Right.
We don't have to.
Yes.
I quoted those scriptures from Hebrews. You know, it was once for all.
Right.
You know, he's not going to go to the cross again. He took his blood before the Father.
Right.
And that was it. Once for all,
once
forever
for all.
And ever. That's it. And
right.
There's nothing we can do to add to it. Heaven forbid we should try and take away from it.
Right.
But there's nothing we can do to make ourselves any better before in God's eyes. That's already been done.
It's already
been
done.
The blood of Jesus has taken care of that.
Yes.
We are already perfect in his eyes.
Right.
And yeah, we mess up and we ask for forgiveness. And what does the Father see when he looks at us? He sees the blood of Jesus.
Absolutely.
He doesn't see our sin. He sees us righteous because we are in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. He was the sin offering and the sick offering. Don't forget that. So don't keep thinking your same mindset you've always had. This is the time for a new mindset. You may need to listen to this show two or three times or more to get it down on the inside of you and really begin to believe that what Jesus did on the cross is for you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many times you have to listen. Just get it down on the inside of you. Betty, a final word, and then I'll come back to PJ for a quick word before we wrap up here.
One of the things that I think that our listeners need to know is that plain and simple, he died for you. He died for everything that you have been through and will go through. Let it go. Give it to him. Let it go. And keep on keeping on.
Amen. Amen. Betty, we always appreciate you being on the show. Such a blessing. It's amazing. When you walked into my church in Indiana in the late 80s, I never would have thought here we'd be sitting here in 2016 doing these radio shows as a team. And what a blessing you and Megan, your husband Joe, Ben, the whole family are to all of us here. And PJ, a final word, and we'll let Betty go.
Well, just kind of piggybacking on what Betty said, you know, it's just a matter of faith and believing and trusting that God loves you. I mean, you can't You can't do any more.
No.
And you really can't do any less.
Right.
It's all been done.
It's been done. It's a done deal.
Yeah, it is a done deal. And I think maybe that's sometimes what makes it hard is just accepting.
Right.
Accepting that we humans have such an issue with unconditional love.
Right.
It's very hard to accept.
Yes.
Because, again, those I'm not worthy things keep creeping in. But God says, I don't care what you think. I love you anyway.
Right.
From every sin you have committed. And thank God he knows the beginning from the end.
Amen.
He knows. And Jesus has already paid for sins you don't
That's
even
right.
know you're going to commit yet.
That's right.
That's Woo. That's cool.
The verse that I want to close this show with is Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him. This has been Beacon of Hope Ministries Sunday show, Living the Good Life, and we hope you'll catch our Thursday night show, Go Yard, with Dr. Angel and I, Mama Mac, as we do a life coaching show. And we hope you'll go back and listen to this show often, because it will be a blessing to you and help you with the healing of your body. And in final thought, here we are. It's not far to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. We will be right here next week, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com at 10 a.m. Join us soon. God bless you. Have a great week. Shut